Yeah, delighted with the 3 points. I thought first half, I thought we played some outstanding football, a good tempo after a long, long delay. It felt like a long delay, you know, for the players. They've been hanging around for hours on end. But in the end, we got out the blocks and started the game well. So the goals went in at half-time. It was a case of, could we keep it going? And I said, don't get sloppy, you know. But it's hard. We've been there as players, and you know, and you do take your extra touches, and we stopped doing the things that I thought we were doing so well in the first half.
How does that delay impact on you? Because it was an hour and a half late, but at 2 o'clock we didn't know what time kickoff was going to be, did we?
No, it was huge, believe me. And the players, obviously, it's bank holiday as well, so the players did come in early. And, yeah, it does disrupt your plans, you know, no question about it, but even more so for them because they play on Monday as well. So, yeah, it's over now, thank goodness, you know, and we have got the points.
The sending off at the end of the first half, that seemed to change the game a little bit, didn't it?
Maybe. I thought we were well in the ascendancy. I thought we played some outstanding stuff. I keep saying that. But then you can get sent off for anything nowadays, can't you? And I keep telling the players they've got to stand on their feet and be disciplined. You know, you can't do anything. You can't swing an arm. You can't challenge for a header. The game's that poor now, you know, and I do feel sorry for the referees.
Brian Schmeichel's come in. You've signed him non-contract. What's the situation with him? Why is he here?
Marlon's, after that horrendous tackle at Tamworth that the referee never sent the player off, he tweaked his medial ligament. So Marlon's going to probably be out for 3 weeks plus. So I've got to bring Smikes in. He comes in, gives us that little bit of utility. He can play wide, he can play in behind, but also I can shove Marley up top if I have to. So, I've certainly had to be done.
And he comes in with quite a lot of experience of this league as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got experience, he's got goals, he's a lovable lad, you know what I mean? So he's one of those that have come straight into a good team spirit.
In terms of the team this afternoon, have you come out with any knocks, given we've got a game on Tuesday night?
Yeah, there's one or two in there. But like you say, they'll be in tomorrow and we'll dress them up and see how they look for Tuesday night. You know, we have Stefan back. His missus was having a baby this afternoon. Typical, isn't it? Because Steph was down to play. But all these things, you know, just change the rotation of the squad round. But, you know, the players that are coming in or on the fringes have done very, very well. So there's good competition and I think it's healthy.
So when I spoke to Luke Graham at 1 o'clock and said, are you playing today? And he said, I don't know yet. That's what it was all about then.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. Yeah, Stefan was playing. You know, I thought Steph did very well at Alfreton. Deserved to keep his place. You know, Luke was on the mend, but I had to throw Luke back probably a little bit earlier than I anticipated.
And just finally, Newport Tuesday night. Obviously, a lot of fans going down there for that game. A huge, huge game for Hereford. And actually, you probably don't look at the table this early, but it's a top-of-the-table clash now, isn't it?
Yeah, you do have one eye on it. Of course you do. But I know what a good side in. They've pumped loads of money in. And even more so now with this millionaire throwing about $4 million in. Would be nice if we could find one round here, wouldn't it? So, we know it's a tough game. And again, they get harder and harder. You know, obviously, we've got Grimsby coming up, who are a decent side. So, yeah, let's bring it on and let's look forward to it.